This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the global automotive industry. We've got the latest sales results for Europe, and there's a historic shift taking place in the market. Also, it was a terrible month for Tesla, and we'll have more on that in a minute. First, let's look at the big numbers. The overall market grew nearly 2%, with sales topping 1.1 million vehicles. The VW Group posted solid gains, as did Renault, BMW, Mercedes, and Ford. Stellantis saw its sales fall more than 5%, with big drops from Fiat and Jeep. Toyota and the Hyundai Group also saw sales drop. And now we get to that historic shift. Hybrids outsold gas cars in Europe, and that wasn't true a year ago. And the same goes for battery electric cars, which easily outsold diesels, with sales up nearly 28%. PHEVs also outsold diesels. But even with EV sales surging, it was a weak month for Tesla. Sales fell 28% to fewer than 14,000 cars, even with full availability of the new Model Y and 3. Tesla usually comes on strong in the last month of a quarter, but it would have to more than double sales in June just to catch up to the level it was at last year. And that seems like an awfully tall order. Now we shift over to China, where it's starting to see more cracks in its auto industry. Reuters reports that BYD is cutting production at four of its assembly plants and stopped plans to add more production lines. Though BYD is on a tear and surged past Honda and Nissan in global sales last year, its growth rate has slowed significantly in the last 2 months. In May, sales were up only 0.2%, and it now has nearly 100 days of inventory. Cutting back on production could help ease pressure from the price war that's going on in China, but it's also going to hurt capacity utilization, which is key to making a profit. Ferrari is expanding into sailing? Sounds strange, but it's true. It's developing a racing yacht and showed off a prototype that it says is the world's first 100-foot monohull with a hydrofoil mounted to the keel. Ferrari says it's currently building the yacht in Italy and is aiming to test it next year. The boat will run on renewable sources, including solar, wind, and kinetic energy. And Ferrari claims it will be the world's largest yacht to be entirely energy self-sufficient. We think that this move is really about Ferrari expanding its luxury brand reach beyond cars. This kind of boat is going to appeal to very wealthy customers.
Developing today's vehicles, issues can happen in an instant. When's the best time to solve a problem? The minute you know you have one. Meet Wireless NeoVi Cloud, your secure, off-the-shelf solution empowering real-time collaboration for quick resolution. With Wireless NeoVi Cloud, your team can prevent issues before they can escalate. Driver communication data and remote diagnostics to analyze and resolve your problems using OTA, allowing your executives oversight throughout the process. Wireless NeoVi Cloud, your vehicle update solution in production and on the road. Intrepid Control Systems, driven by your data.
Stellantis is getting into the battery swapping business. It partnered with Ample to operate a fleet of Fiat 500Es in Madrid through its free-to-move mobility service. There are currently 40 Fiat 500Es with battery swapping capability in the fleet, which will soon expand to 100 vehicles. Ample has now built 5 swapping stations for the fleet in Madrid, which can change out the batteries in just under 5 minutes. Stellantis says it's using this initial rollout to collect data and insights into exploring large-scale deployment of Ample's battery swapping technology. Solid-state batteries keep making progress. QuantumScape says it achieved a milestone that gets it closer to commercializing its tech. The company integrated a new ceramic separator process in its cell production, which it says is faster, more energy efficient, and shrinks the footprint needed for equipment. QuantumScape says this new process lays the groundwork for it to bring its batteries to market at gigawatt scale. Nissan is coming out with a Nismo version of its biggest SUV. The Armada and Patrol Nismo feature a similar 3.5-liter twin-turbo V6 to the more standard versions of the SUV, but it gets retuned engine programming, valve clearance, and exhaust system. When running on premium fuel, the Armada Nismo can produce up to 460 horsepower, 35 horsepower more than the base engine. While the Patrol Nismo has been designed exclusively for the Middle East and gets its own region-specific engine tuning, which takes output to 495 horsepower. Both versions also have a reworked air suspension system, but the one in the Patrol Nismo will go a full 1.3 inches lower than the Armada Nismo. Minimum ground clearance is 7.6 versus 8.9 inches. Other highlights include a unique ground effects package, 22-inch wheels, and red accents both inside and out. Sales should kick off this fall. Ford's more off-road-focused Tremor nameplate is expanding even more throughout its lineup and is now available on the Explorer SUV for the first time. Customers will have two engine options, either a 2.3 liter EcoBoost 4-cylinder or a 3 liter EcoBoost V6. Other than massaging front seats, a better audio system, and Blue Cruise, the engine is about the only other choice they'll have to make. Most of the other upgrades seem standard, like 18-inch wheels, all-terrain tires, tow hooks, four-wheel drive, limited-slip diff, underbody protection, specially-tuned springs, a new sway bar setup, and unique suspension that increases the ride height by an inch, as well as improving approach and departure angles. Jeep is once again teasing the all-new Cherokee, which is coming out later this year. There really isn't any new information other than this new picture that shows the rear end for the first time. However, there is one line in the press release that talks about Jeep being a brand that offers a diverse lineup of vehicles powered by internal combustion engines, hybrids, and all-electric drivetrains. And we think it's a real possibility that the new Cherokee features all three. But that brings us to the end of today's show. Thanks for making Autoline a part of your day.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Intrepid Control Systems, over-the-air engineering boost your game. Teijin Automotive Technologies, the formula for better mobility. And by...
There's nothing wrong with heavy metal.
Hey, lighten up.
But with world-class composite material, Teijin Automotive Technologies makes vehicles lighter, safer, and more eco-friendly.
Performance that shines, even in the rain. That's what really matters. Bridgestone Potenza tires, improved grip in wet conditions.